Real life, real time, real shit. Welcome to the Pop-Up Podcast with no intro. Speaking of no intro, King Yanga is not here with me today. He's working on his Spanglish album that he has dropping this summer. I don't know why he can't find the time to work on my intro. But anyway, we're going to give him this time to create. And I invited a very beautiful friend of mine, Jazz, to come share her stories about traveling and how she's dealing with the quarantine and her adjusting to it. Just all the things that are happening in her universe and her world. Just a dope-ass conversation. We were just really vibing, shooting the shit. So, you know, tap into that. Tap in. Definitely want to hear your feedback and your comments on what we can do better on this podcast, what you liked about this episode, just everything in general that'll help us become better. We're all working on becoming better. I hope that's what we're doing. I hope that's what we're doing. And now's the time. Now's the time. It's no better time than the present. Go ahead and click that link while you edit. Rate and donate. Review and give due. And subscribe to the tribe here at the Pop-Up Podcast with the youngest. What else do I have to say? I don't know. Just, I want you to enjoy this. I want you to really just pay attention to the message that we're sending. It's really just a good vibe, great energy. You know, these are the type of people that you need to surround yourself around. People that you can learn from. People that you can pour into. People that have just experiences that you might not have. So it can, you know, inspire you to, you know, become the best version of you. So this is what this episode is about. Take a look. Lady Yanga. Round two. Here we are again. How you feeling?
I'm feeling great. How are you?
I'm dope. Let me just explain to everybody what I'm talking about. So we recorded a whole ass episode. Episode, right? For like, and we had some good ass information in it. Anchor decided not to save the recording. So we're at it again early this morning. And thanks to the, you know what? Thanks to the quarantine, it's why you had time. So I'm happy.
Yeah, the quarantine, I have time for everything these days.
So I'm just like, oh my God. But you know what? I was mad at first, but it's all right. Because that means that I missed something that I needed to ask you that I didn't ask you last time. I don't know what that is, but it'll come out.
All right, let's do it.
Okay. So just tell everybody who you are.
Hi, I'm Jasmine Rogers. I travel in my spare time, and I'm based out of San Diego, so I have the pleasure of flying from LA, San Diego, and also TJ as my local airport.
Yeah, that, and you gave me some dope information last time that it's usually cheaper to go into Mexico to TJ and fly out there.
Yeah, so if you're traveling in Southern California, it could be $200 to $300 cheaper to fly out of TJ than it is to fly out of your local airport, especially if you're visiting Mexico, because it's considered domestic versus international.
Mm. Keynote. Write that down for you, all you travelers or those who are planning on traveling, because I know there's a lot of people like out this quarantine already making plans to really just change their life.
Literally, like, it's our time to be thankful for everything.
It is. It's like, you know what? I said I was gonna do this, and I never did it. I'm really doing this. So more of us are gonna travel. And you being a world traveler, like, how many places you've been to?
I've been to 11 different countries and at least 30, 40 different cities throughout the United States, Europe, Asia, and Mexico.
Look at you! And do you travel solo?
No, so I never travel solo. I think I would be too bored to do that. I don't know. I just like having a person I can count on, and also being a female traveler, just that sense of safety, whether it's another female or male traveling with me. So I tend to travel with my best friend, Lee.
Right. And everyone needs a Lee, by the way. Tell them what Lee. Tell them how like lucky you are to have somebody like Lee.
Yeah, so Lee is my best friend. He's based out of Oakland, and we've been traveling together for the last 10 years. He's in the same line of profession as me, so often our days are able to match up as far as when we can take time off of work and when we can't. And he makes good money as well, so budget is never an issue. And most of all, he's very go with the flow, especially if it's somewhere he's never been before. He has a hard time making decisions, so he lets me make them all.
Oh my gosh. I just, that's the dream. That's the dream life.
It is, because I travel with big groups, or, you know, try to travel with a friend that's like, oh, I want to go on a trip. And I mean, it's been nice. I haven't had any major problems or anything, but he's just like my go-to. I know it's going to be smooth.
Right. And I think it sounds like it kind of balances itself out, because you know what you want to do when you go to the countries you go to.
Yeah, so I'm a heavy researcher. I research on Google. My main thing is Instagram. I'm not sure if you guys know that you can save posts into folders. Well, I have different folders of different countries that I travel to. And I also follow the hashtag for the city or country that I'm going to as well. So my most recent trip for Costa Rica, the last 2 months, I follow the hashtag Costa Rica, and then also the hashtag for the cities I was going to. And it kind of lets you explore the towns and cities before you even get there, and you can narrow down what it is you want to do.
Oh, that sounds awesome. And speaking of Costa Rica, didn't you get caught up in the corona out there?
Yes. So I was there for about a week, and it wasn't until the fifth day that we started to notice changes in the community. They closed the beach, they closed our pool. And pretty much things were on lockdown. They did still have their restaurants open, but it was rigorous to get into them. You had to wash your hands. They sprayed your hands with alcohol. And then also before your dinner came, you had to use hand sanitizer as well. But I liked it. I mean, they were thorough. I feel like if we took the same precautions, and that's really the difference between the U.S. and other countries, like, they're taking it serious. They're finding people. They're doing whatever they need to do to make sure that everybody stays home.
We need to really follow, like, what, like, Americans. So I'm asking you this question because I always say this, and I haven't traveled too many places, but it seems like as Americans, because we come from this great country, we think we have we think we're the know-all of everything.
Yeah, and it's actually the opposite, and we spread so many false truths and different things through social media,
right?
And we just, you know, I am about, like, listening to myself, speaking my own mind, doing what I feel is right for me. That is, like, my motto. I always do what's right for me, whether that's against what everybody's doing or whether it's going with them.
Right.
But I mean, something as simple as stay home, and many of us are furloughed or laid off of our jobs anyways. Like, mm-hmm. Why are you in the grocery store every day?
For what? You're that bored that you have to go to the grocery store? Like, really?
Exactly. I was just talking to my aunt about this, who is on that side where she has to get out every day. And, you know, there's just people out there that they're extroverts, and sitting still is just not for them. But I would just precaution everybody to really, you know, use services. That Instacart is something that I've been using during this time to not get exposed, and different, like, shopping apps where people just drop off your things on your porch, and, you know, you pay through the app for a small fee. For me, it's worth it to invest in that little extra bit, and I'm saving so much by not driving to work every day and all my daily lunches and stuff like that. It's like, why not?
Hell yeah, why not? And it's like, it's so many other places you can go. You can go to a park, or I know those things are open to walk around your block. Like, there's so many things you can do. Why are you going to the store? Hey, so yesterday I went to Walmart because my mama had to go, right?
Mm-hmm.
Girl, I hate Walmart, first of all.
Me too. I'm a Target girl.
Yeah, I'm a Target girl, but my mama loves Walmart. You know them old, cheap people? Yes. And she was like, we were by the water, and someone took those hand wipes and threw them on top of the water bottles.
Oh, wow. I think I saw that. Was that your Instagram that posted that?
Girl, yes.
Yeah, I think I saw that. And that's another thing too. I did have to, like, I recently went out to Walmart, and the whole parking lot, people just throw their gloves on the floor. It's like, come on, you guys. Like, we can't put them in a trash can. There's a proper way to fold your gloves when you're done so that you don't contaminate the inside of your car and everything. But yeah, I did notice that there were several pairs of gloves. I mean, at least 20 pairs in just the aisle that I was in going back to my car.
No home training. No home training. None. And it's just like, if you don't want to pollute yourself, don't pollute the world that you live in, because exactly. Earth is your turf. Like, if it goes bad, we all go bad. Like,
exactly. People. And we can always already see the improvements of us not driving. I don't know. I have a patio, and I try to lay out there every day for a little while. And the clouds are so white and fluffy. The sky is extra blue. It's just, I mean, you can tell the mass difference just from not driving and polluting.
Hell yeah. I had a few girlfriends send me pictures. They live in the country and stuff like that. And they were like, it's just, you could just see the change here. It's just like, it's like a refresher for the earth right now.
It really is a refresher. And I feel like we could get into a whole nother topic talking about electric cars and all that stuff to really save the earth. But we'll save that for another time.
Hell yeah. Well, you living in San Diego, I know there's just, it's just a big difference. Like the mindset of people who come or live in San Diego.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's still 50-50 out here. You do see like a lot of Teslas and, you know, gas efficient cars and different things like that. We don't have the best transportation system if you're anywhere outside of like right in San Diego where I live or downtown. We have the trolley. So there is still like a lot of commuting and different things to different counties. But I think that we're making an effort, and hopefully this opens people's eyes during this time to see what they can do to make a conscious effort as well.
Hell yeah. So when you travel, this is another question, because a lot of people don't understand that Airbnbs are dope, right?
Oh my gosh. So Airbnbs are amazing in other countries. I haven't really had a bad experience. It's like going to a luxury hotel in most cases. I'm not a budget traveler, which I should mention, because there are budget travelers and they travel a whole different way. But I'm also not, I don't have to have the best and everything. It's like right in the middle there. And you'll have concierge services. You'll have most of them clean the house or whatever you're renting daily. When I was in Cuba, we got a Cuban breakfast every day, like laid out. The lady came, she didn't just like drop off food, like she put a tablecloth, she put fresh flowers, and then she had all the different things laid out for us every day. And this was at an Airbnb.
She was hustling. Hey, that's dope. That is dope. Hell yeah, because you want to feel like you're doing, like when you go somewhere, especially even in a hotel, I know they're trying to make it comparable to a hotel, you get all those services. So if you want someone to come stay, you know, at your place, you would want to, you know, kind of, you know,
give those amenities and read, you know, read the descriptions and read the reviews. That's my number one tip for Airbnbs, is read the reviews. If there's anything awry, saying like the shower was off or you didn't feel safe or whatever the case may be, don't go there.
Okay, so the reviews be real.
They are very real, and there's a lot. So when I really like a place, or I'm narrowing it down, I will read through at least 25 to 50 reviews to see if they have like a constant with it. Because you don't want to waste your money. That's the main thing. And I don't know, ever since Airbnb came around, I don't really prefer to stay at hotels. Like I haven't stayed at a hotel in a long time, actually.
Do you feel more connected like with the locals when you stay at Airbnb?
Yeah, because a lot of times it's right in smack dab in like the middle of the town or a residential neighborhood. And I don't know, I just like to do my own thing. I want to feel like I'm at a hotel. Usually check-ins and check-outs are looser on Airbnb. Like if they didn't have a guest or they left early or something, you can go stay earlier, or you know, if they don't have anyone coming behind you, you can stay later. That's happened at a couple of my Airbnbs, and it's just all about the communication and asking them. And plus, it's kind of like going to a friend's house, you know, that lives in the place that you're going to, because they can give you all the inside tips, the best tours, the things to avoid, all that kind of stuff.
Hell yeah. Speaking of that too, like how the hell do you save for all these trips? That sounds expensive.
It is expensive, but I don't go out actually. So, you know, I have a good time. I am fortunate, and hopefully after this is over, I'll still have a great job that affords me.
Right. We're going to say a prayer.
Gotta be real. Yes. Because I need my job. And it definitely affords these luxuries as I get older. And, you know, I just enjoy traveling. That's my thing. So some people like to go out on the weekends and be sociable. Some people like athletic events and different things like that. Everybody has their thing that they're into, whether it's clothes, shoes, whatever. Mine happen to be clothes and shoes and travel. So I just save. I spend whatever I would have spent to go out for a weekend. You know, an average weekend costs me $200 to $300, to be honest.
Yeesh.
Buying drinks and eating out and paying covers. If I go out for a full weekend, like a Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, that would be how much I would save. So I just try to save a little bit each paycheck. And I don't use credit cards. So I do have one credit card that I just got that it gives you like great points and stuff like that.
Right.
So I put it on there, but then I just pay it off. Like, if you have to go in debt for your trip, don't go.
Don't do it.
It's not worth it. It's like being in debt to get married to someone. Like, right. How people pay all that money. It's just not worth it. And you don't want to be paying for that trip after it's over, 3, 4, 5, 6, some people a year later still paying for their trip. That just doesn't make sense to me. And especially as often as I like to travel, I try to travel at least 8 months out of the year. So that's just my strategy.
Oh, wow. So yeah, you're traveling like every other month or 2 months?
Yeah, usually I start my travel in February, and I travel from February to October, and then I don't travel during the holidays. So November, December, January, I don't travel. And this is not all major trips. You know, it could be a weekend in somewhere in the U.S. or something like that. Like, I recently went to Seattle for, you know, I was there for 2 days, and then I crossed over to go to Canada for 2 more days.
Right.
So it doesn't have to be anything like super elaborate. I favor Mexico and the different places in Mexico. I've been all over there. And also with that tip from flying out of TJ, it tends to be the least expensive for me. So often I go to Mexico.
Oh, Mexico is so dope. I think people underestimate Mexico.
It's just beyond dope. The hospitality, if you want to have a good time, you can have a good time. If you want to have a relaxing vacation, you can relax. Like, it offers a little bit of everything.
It does.
I just love the beach. I'm a sun person. I mean, all my vacations usually revolve around sun, beaches, islands, greenery, that kind of stuff.
So that's how you choose where you're going to go.
Yeah. And you know what's crazy is this last trip, before I was going to go to Costa Rica, I actually had found a really great flight for about $375 or $400 or something to go to London. And our plan was actually to fly to London, be there for a few days, and then go on to Milan, Italy. And the weather is what saved me. I could have been stuck in Italy during this pandemic. And
oh, it's horrible out there.
Yes. But I was like, you know what? I don't know why I want to go. I wanted to go to Italy, but I just need to go during the summer months. And the weather is like, they were saying it's rainy and this and that and blah, blah, blah. And that's why I switched to Costa Rica.
Right. Thankfully. And I was just about to ask you that too. I'm like, did you have to cancel any plans because of all this?
So I was supposed to go to Ecuador, and I'm no longer going. And then I also have an upcoming trip to Bali, and then for 10 days in the Philippines for a week. That one hasn't been canceled yet, but it's in June. So the way that things are looking in our hard-headedness, I'm pretty sure that one will get canceled as well. And then I just had trips, you know, small trips and different things planned throughout the summer. It's so ironic that this happened, because this was really the year that I was going to be everywhere. Like, I already worked it out. I already, like, knew I was going to be somewhere once a month.
Right.
And it was going to be dope. And now I'm lucky if I get to go anywhere else.
It's like, no, spend some time with yourself, by yourself, at your crib.
Okay. I'm like, how many times can I reorganize my shoes and make donation bags and clean? I clean every day like I got kids. It's ridiculous.
Right. That's crazy. So what are you going to do? So are you going to be the type of person that once they lift this, you know, band, or I don't know what you call it, this quarantine, are you going to start traveling? Or are you just going to chill and kick back? Or like, what you got going on?
In my mind, I'm saying I'm not traveling for the rest of the year. And travel is going to be very expensive. I just want everybody to know that. Travel is going to be very expensive. There's going to be less flights. The airlines are going to be trying to recover. And,
right,
you know, these cheap tickets that you're seeing, you won't see after. Mm-hmm. So I almost feel like I need to let it cool down, because I feel like as soon as they open everything back up, like a ticket that would normally cost you $300-$400 is probably going to be $600-$700.
Right. They're going to take advantage of the fact that people want to get the hell out of wherever they're at just to get away.
Exactly. Yeah. And another thing that for me, you know, I'm being furloughed right now on my job. I'm actually using my travel fund to sustain everyday life. So even when this is over, I may not have, you know, that cushion that I have each year.
Right.
To even travel.
It's just affecting everybody. I hate this. We're going to see in the months to come.
It literally affects everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In the months to come, we're going to see. I was reading, like, not to make this all sad or anything, but like they said suicide rates are like up high.
I mean, I believe it. Isolating, not being around people.
Right.
All that kind of stuff is not, when you're depressed or you're anxious and different things like that, that's what the doctor tells you not to do. Get off the couch, walk around, go walk around the block, go outside. Mm-hmm. So taking away the things, the gym is a major one. Taking away those like major factors, I can see how someone can go into a dark place.
Right. And just having that, you know, closeness with other humans. We're social creatures. Like, that's what we do.
Taking it back to Freud days. Remember when he tested, you know, babies that were first born and not getting like a mother's love or attention and just giving their basic needs, and the babies would pass away.
Right.
So we know and we've learned that we need that human interaction with people.
We do. It's so crazy. It's kind of like, I'm like in between. I posted like, I'm in between fuck the government and fuck these conspiracy theorists. But I'm like in the middle of that. Like, I kind of believe what these conspiracy theories are. I never believed the government, but it's like, I'm just in between. Like, what do we have to do to correct all this? Like, what is the answer to all of this? And it's like,
I think that we just need to follow suit of what other countries. China just opened back up after 76 days of quarantining, and theirs was hardcore quarantining. So I think we just need to follow suit of what countries that have already been through this and do what they're doing.
So yeah, that was the answer. You hit it right. There you go. We need to start listening, Americans. We have the answer for every freaking thing, and that we're invincible.
And they've already been through it. So it's like, why not, you know, tweak what you don't like about it. But for the most part, obviously that's working. They're able to open up, you know, their cities again and get things semi back to normal. And I just think that if we went hardcore, like some of the governors, like Cuomo in New York, he is not playing around.
Right.
He's getting things done. LA, they just put up, fine sanctions if you are in LA County and some parts of Orange County. If you are caught without a mask, it's up to $1,000 fine. This is a government order that we need to protect ourselves, which I've personally thought this whole time.
Are they making sure that everyone the masks are available though? Because isn't it hard to?
So it's any kind of facial covering. So if you have a bandana, a scarf, it doesn't have to be the official mask. And they are doing it for people that are essential workers. The places of employment have to provide them the mask or reimburse them if they bought their own mask. So that one you have to do.
Sounds about right. I noticed, I don't know if they're doing it in San Diego. Out here in Sacramento, everywhere you go, like to the grocery stores or like restaurants, they start building those plastic barriers.
Yeah, so I noticed that at Vons, it kind of looks like the Bulletproof from the store or something.
Exactly.
Yeah, which is great for those people, and I'm sure they feel that added sense of protection as well by having that. We just have to do whatever is necessary. Even here in San Diego, all parks, trails, beaches, everything is closed here, and if you're caught violating, it's up to $1,000 ticket. And I know someone personally that got $150 ticket for hiking when she wasn't supposed to.
Oh, so you can't even hike out there?
You can't go to places where people gather. So hiking trails are not just going to be you, it's going to be multiple people. So you can walk around the block, you can go to different things, but you can't go to anything. We have a lot of hiking trails and stuff here, like Torrey Pines or Cow's Mountain. You cannot visit any of those. You will be fine.
Wow. Yeah, this is gonna make everybody depressed. Those are like really areas of relaxation and rest and
but not right now. You just have to walk around your block. A lot of my friends got bikes, so they've been biking every day, you know. So just coming up with other things to do. You just have to know your own mental health and what it's going to stimulate you. I've never talked to my sister and brother and grandma and aunts so many times. You know, so we are all on this app called Marco Polo.
Oh,
we
check in with each other. Right.
We're doing FaceTimes with my nieces and nephews. Right. I mean, we just have to stay connected. And I think that's good for everyone too. To even if you do have a family that you're staying home with, just to know that there's other people out there. You know, I'm in two group chats with different sets of friends.
Right.
And keep checking on people. Call people that you haven't talked to in a long time. Check on them. All that kind of stuff.
Right. It is that time. It's like, if you don't take advantage of that, then you're just being stubborn. You know?
Yeah. And
some people don't even
have nothing else to do.
Right. So you're right.
I so spend, you know, 10, 15 minutes or a half hour each day reconnecting with someone or just checking in on someone. It doesn't have to be a conversation. It could be a text. But now that we have the time,
just do it.
Just do the conversation or the FaceTime.
And it's now the perfect time, too, if you have the attention span, because I know it's really hard for me. But learning something new.
Yeah, I'm actually taking a training course right now that I'll be done with later this week.
Look at you.
So I am taking a course and just really reevaluating yourself. If you did get laid off or furloughed or whatever because you weren't an essential worker, just really thinking about what you can do to become an essential worker or to have a service that you provide that no matter what's happening, it will still be a need.
That again. Yeah. See, we having a conversation. So my nieces, we all got together too. They hit me. I'm like, Auntie, I want you to join our Zoom. And they're hella young. They're like all under 30, right? And that's where their thing, that they were like saying, we need to find something that is recession proof. And nothing's really recession proof, but we need to find a way to still exist. And how you said, find something you can do as an essential worker. So when these times hit, you're more likely to survive than other people who don't have those.
Yeah. Or you're the last of the people being laid
off.
You know what I mean? That kind of thing.
Yeah. That was, I love
before
that you said
this
that.
Crisis. Yeah. There was only, I think the highest that we've ever had for employment before was 652,000. And that was back in the 80s.
Right.
And we're at 16 million today.
I saw that. That's scary.
So that's a lot of people, you know, and it doesn't mean that you don't have a good job or this or that. It just goes back to when those people that have great businesses, they have multiple hustles and different things like that, that is really coming in to show us. And just, I don't know, our generation just really looking at the times. And imagine, this is a perfect time too to get your history lesson on, like call your grandma or your grandpa or your loved ones that are a little older and see like what have they had to go through in their life and how did they get through it. And it's just a really good time to get a history lesson.
Yes.
Really
get that mindset
connect
back
with God. Get that mindset. Whatever your thing is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you know what's crazy? I noticed a lot of inspirational speakers or motivational speakers or whatever, like this generation of them, especially in the Black community, I've noticed that they've been really against thinking old school. Like the old school way is out. And I felt like that was so wrong to not, because we have to learn from our past, so we don't repeat it, right? And so for the fact that you said it, now's the time to reconnect to your older, you know, parents or grandparents and understand, you know, what they went through is a perfect example as to these people need to stop saying things like that about our past generations, because, you know, they paved the way for us to get to where we are.
And they really suffered. Like, let's be honest. I'm right now on a podcast with you on my $1,200 iPhone and in the comfort of my house, and I have food and I, you know, I have electricity and all that. They didn't have that. Imagine if this was even 20 years ago, we didn't have a way to connect with each other as readily as we do. So like there would be no connection. Imagine like you're in your house and maybe your neighbor that comes out once a day or something, you talked to through the fence.
Right.
That would be your only, you know, type of interaction type of
thing. And that's the difference they had. They had that, that close neighbor contact. Like we knew who our neighbors were. We knew who lived next door to us. We knew, you know, the whole history of people that were our neighbors. Now we don't even know who the neighbors are.
Literally.
Like, who the hell
don't
are
know.
You? And do you,
I don't know. I know what they look like, but most we say is hi and bye, you know, that kind of
thing. And overseas, you're going to get a different type of living. Cause I know I don't want to live here in America by the time I, you know, call it quits or whatever. I don't know where I want to go, but I know it's not going to be here.
Yeah, and I'm on the same boat as too. My dream is just to like live in a little cottage near the beach and be that person that knows everybody in the neighborhood.
Exactly.
You know, when I go get tea in the morning, they know what I'm going to get, or my breakfast. They're like your same old thing, and just be connected in the community in a different way than I can be connected here. So that's also my dream to move abroad.
It just seems so much happier. It just seems like just this really chill life, you know?
I think chill and just more connected. And, you know, some families are super connected, but more often than not, there's a lot of families that aren't connected like that, or not able to move in with each other during these times and different things like that. So I think just looking for that connectivity back to some kind of foundation and be able to teach people and learn from people.
Hell yeah. And don't you speak another language too? So I think that helps.
Yeah, so I speak Spanish, which helps a lot because even when I go to places where the Spanish is a little different, it still gets me by. So I think it's just, it's not something that you have to do, but it's the same way. Like if someone comes here, you expect them to be able to, be resourceful, and we accommodate a lot at, airports and different things like that. But there, I think they do a fairly good job at accommodating you and trying to work through what you're doing, and they're just a lot more patient in other places than we are here.
Much more patient. And it was cute is like, they really appreciate the black woman.
Oh yeah, they love us. They love us. They will cater to you. Don't have a nice shape, okay?
Girl, I know
You will get
you
whatever.
know what? Okay, where can everyone find you so they can see? Because I know they be going crazy over you, girl.
You can find me on Instagram at Fashion Crazy Jazz, and I'm also on YouTube at Jasmine Nicole TV.
Right. Just brings me to a quick story too. When we were living in Cancun, we met so many people from all around the world. And the darker the woman, and the more voluptuous the woman was, the crazier the locals went over the woman.
And they're kind of fearless. It doesn't matter if you're with your dude
No.
or somebody, they still are going to give you that special
They're gonna
attention. Not
give
in a rude
you
way,
that.
but they're going to
Yes.
let you
Yes.
know.
So,
But
ladies.
they will bring the chef out of the back to see you. That has totally happened to me before.
No, I believe you. I'm telling you. I loved it. It made me feel really good because, here in the States, you just don't really get that. If you're dark or if you're voluptuous, they want us to be all skinny and whatever else they think is beautiful. And just to see and understand that, you're just accepted for the way you are out there. It's just in any country.
Yeah, that includes your hair, your makeup. In a lot
Exactly.
of those hot countries, women can't be wearing a ton of makeup and things like that. It will melt off them within
Melt.
their 10-minute commute
Let's
to work.
touch on this real quick. Can you tell me, please tell these women who go to these tropical places who do wear the high heels on the beach with the full face makeup and don't even touch the water that they're missing out?
Yeah, you're definitely missing out. That's your time to be free. Girl, if you got to be on Instagram, throw on a filter or some. My trick is always sunglasses. So you'll see in a lot of my posts and stories, I'm wearing sunglasses, and that indicates that I'm not wearing makeup.
Looking fly, girl. They tripping. But you have
I'm
fun
like,
too.
Yeah, I try to do a little bit of everything. Oh, there's a tour. Like, let's go. Like, I don't know when the next time I'm going to be here because I don't repeat a lot. I just always try to take advantage of like the food, especially. Can I just shout out Costa Rica? Their food was
Is
amazing.
bomb.
It is bomb. And their interpretation of other people's food is bomb.
Oh, that's a
So
hard one to come by.
yes, so we had Mexican while we were there. We had Italian while we were there. And we had traditional Costa Rican dishes. And they did not let me down at any time. And the
Rica.
smoothies are just like, I bought all kinds of berries and fruits and stuff to try to replicate the smoothies that they make. They are so fresh and delicious. It's
Oh,
amazing.
yes. That sounds so good. Costa Rica,
Yes.
I'm about to tell my bae we need to go to Costa Rica. I think, oh, he already went to
But
Costa Rica. He has to take me to Costa Rica.
yeah, and there's so many different places. Like, I only went to three places out of like millions of places that they have there. It's small, but it's big, and there's a lot to visit there, and I definitely want to go back and just like see what else they have to offer.
Right. Definitely. Oh my gosh. Thank you. I'm super excited that we got to do this again and that you had the time really to hop
Oh,
on
I got
this with
nothing but time
me.
lately.
Really? So I think you answered everything because I wanted that same vibe we had before, but this one is even better because it seems like it's just got a lot of things out the way that people really want to know about because you're setting a bar for and I'm gonna keep going back to this to black women. To step out of our comfort
Yeah.
zone,
And even just black travel in general, I mean, we are what people are targeting these days. We like to go on group trips. We like to be with our sisters or our brothers and go on couple trips and stuff like that. And we are at least $1 billion worth of the travel industry.
Dope.
Don't count yourself out, but you also have to be realistic. You don't have to be rich. I'm not rich in any way. When I first started off, maybe I was going on two trips a
Right.
year or something like that, saving and things like that. And it's just progressed as I realized what's important to me and also trying to explore where I ultimately want to end up. And that's really what my goal is for the next 3-4 years, is to go to as many places to figure out where I feel like the most at home.
Right. And then the fact that not only do you travel, you have fun, you party, but then you try to find out about the culture, which is huge. A part like that a lot of people miss out on, finding out about the culture and engulfing yourself in that.
Yeah, I do some tour stuff, but like, especially when it comes to local cuisine, I'll ask somebody, whether it's the Airbnb host or someone around, like, what's the best restaurant? I want to eat with the locals. I want to be with the locals. My best experience of this was in Colombia. I went during the World Cup. And
oh, that's dope.
When I tell you, the community there was bomb. We were all in it together. They shut the whole beach down, put up a big screen like Beyonce was going to be there or something, so that as a community, we could watch the game together and cheer and all that. It was a great experience. Wow. And they did a good job. You know, I'm making everybody feel welcomed.
Yes. That's just the greatest feeling too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You want to feel safe and you always have your guard up, but it's nice when you just feel like part, like, hey, I belong here. That kind of thing.
Right. Most definitely. Okay. So anywhere else? What's your next trip though? After this, where are you going after this? After this is over?
I still want to go to Bali.
Bali.
So that's probably still going to be on my agenda to go whenever that may be, either this year or next year. I don't know. But we will see.
Right.
I always post on Instagram when I'm going somewhere. I actually only really post on Instagram when I'm traveling lately. But that might change since I have so much time. This last trip I put packing tips, and you know, some of my followers and stuff were inboxing me and you know, asking for links to stuff and saying how they needed that. So that might be a different avenue I could explore as well.
Do that. And did we talk about your YouTube already?
No, I'm just getting started. It's called Jasmine Nicole TV, and it's just going to be about lifestyle, travel, fashion. My Instagram name is actually Fashion Crazy Jazz because I started off in fashion and I cut and sew and do all these things with fashion. But as I'm getting older, I'm still into fashion, but I'm more into travel.
Dope. I love it. All right, Chica.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. We're going to be doing this again real soon.
All right.
The energy was real. The information was great. The vibe was just amazing. I love doing this. Asur, I just love it. It just gives me so much excitement just to learn about things that, you know, other people are doing with their time and their energy. And it just helps me. I know. I'm just doing too much. I just get excited about the littlest things. Life is simple, but we make it so complicated. If we just really just learn to be in the moment, and just absorb what lessons we're supposed to learn and try our best just to be open and free of judgment and just live. It just really live, you know? This is Earth School, man. You know, we're all experiencing this. We're all souls or spirits. Just expressing ourselves as humans. You know, we, in the grand scheme of things, we really don't know anything. You know, we know what we hear and then we process it the way we want to. And then it just comes out the way that we believe. Our perception, our perspective, you know, is what creates our reality. I don't know. That just feels good to me. I mean, I hope that everyone is taking the time out though to really pour into themselves right now. It's really a very scary time for those who don't know who they are. And, you know, people are losing their jobs, you know, losing family members, losing faith and losing hope. So find that hope. Find that faith. Find something that gives back to you. So find something that, you know, invest in something that has a return, you know. And it doesn't always have to be monetary. You know. Get to know people, you know, and introduce yourself, you know, connect and contribute, do things that you normally don't do. You know, you never know where it's going to take you, where it's going to bring you. And this is what made me, this is the energy that I got from this podcast. I don't know. What energy did you get from this episode, from this podcast episode? I don't know. I just got that, you know, she's fearless and, you know, and I want to thank her for, you know, giving us her version of her life that she created, you know. I just love hearing about people who travel the world, You know, I haven't had the opportunity to travel a lot of places, but I did have the opportunity to go live in another country for years and get that experience that most people don't have. And it's so humbling. It is very humbling. And I don't know where the world is going to, where I'm going to be in the world when, you know, I decide to just chill and relax and, you know, I don't know. I don't know. Where do you think you'll be? Have you even thought about it? You know, you got to put it in the universe. You know, you got to work it into action. You know, pray about it. Meditate on it. You already know how I close out every single episode. First of all, I want to thank everyone for tuning in. I want to thank you, Jazz, for really being a part of this episode and giving us your beautiful energy, your beautiful vibe. There's just so many things that I'm thankful for right now. And I hope you guys learn to be thankful for the things that you have and, you know, take the time out to really think about the things that you're thankful for. Why not? What else you got to do? Really? I mean, when you think about it, what else do you have to do? I don't know. So tap in. Don't forget to rate and review us. Don't forget to donate. Don't forget to do all the things that help this podcast become the best podcast that it can be. Where am I going with this? I don't want to leave. I just don't want to leave. I'm having such a good time. But let me tell you, drink your water. Wash your hands. Control your breathing. Mind your business. Stretch daily and pray. Ciao.